Tarlehurst End podcast.
By Reading fans, for Reading fans.
Hello and welcome to the Tarlehurst End podcast and the Supporters Trust at Reading's end of season summary. It's called Reading Matter, the fans' sort of collective of all the things that are going on around the Supporters Trust this season and here at the Tarlehurst End this year. While it's always a magazine, it's available in print to get down at the hut on the East Stand. We're going to do it this year as well as a podcast as well, just to bring everyone up to date and informed, let everyone know what's going on with all things Star. And to do that with me this evening is Roger Titford. How's it going, mate?
It's going well since Monday.
Yeah, since Monday. It's a
skin of the underside of the crossbar.
It's a moment that we can actually start planning for next season now. So, Reading Matter is the name of the magazine that is
presented. Oh, I'm not sure. Year. Some people call it Reading Matter. We've never decided on a pronunciation.
Yeah, well, actually, it's kind of similar to the Get Reading, which I always thought it was Get Reading until I realised was actually not a pun on the town Reading. It's actually, they call it Get Everywhere in terms of whatever location you're in. So, so yeah, our name sort of troubles us once again. But so sum up for us what Reading or Reading Matter is.
It's our annual State of the Nation publication. We have to bring out something for all the formal board election details for people to stand for the Star board, and we package around that a mix of the serious, the historical and the humorous. So it's a 20-page magazine and it goes to all Star members via a PDF or some get it by post, and it's available to supporters generally at the Star base for £1 on the next home game, the last home game.
So in this year's edition, let's sort of go through it then as you would, and what features quite heavily is Star's sort of general thoughts on the direction of the club, and in particular the finances. There's quite a large section on the financial outlook. How would you sort of summarise Star's thoughts on where the club is heading at the moment?
We're heading up. The general state of the club is better than it was this time last year. I don't know whether you remember that 0-4 Farrago against Ipswich at the end of last season with two joke goals at the end of it. I think the club has turned a corner in the middle of the year. We have money and support from the owners. Nigel Howe has come back. He's much more of a realist and much more knowledgeable about the club than the previous regime. I think in Jose Gomez, we've got a manager who has a personality. There's a real spark there that people have engaged with. We've got Andy Rimamoto and Danny Loader, Tom McIntyre coming through. We've played in a European semi-final this season against Bayern Munich. We've got Bearwood coming on stream. Club 1871, I think, has been a success this season, and it's part of this reconnection that the club and Star are pushing quite hard, because there was a fragmentation, I think, of the club's efforts over the last couple of years, and bringing that back together in a positive way is, in a way, the theme of this edition of Reading Matter, and it's a great springboard for next season.
Yeah, let's talk about the finances as well. What is the sort of the understanding from your end of what is going on with the club's finances? Because it's been losses into the tens of millions. We're pushing towards the FFP territory. Jose Gomez said, I think it was today actually, as we record this on Thursday, that Nelson Oliveira has gone back to Norwich to sort out his injury, and he's probably not going to be coming back because we can't afford the fee that we've agreed with Norwich to sign him. So it's not an imminent danger in terms of are we going to have a club to support next season, but in terms of transfer budget-wise, it's looking quite flimsy.
Yes, it's a very tough environment. I think a lot of money was spent in 2017-18, which is the period these accounts relate to, with obviously not much success to go with it. We've also seen the end of the parachute payments. Match day revenue is down because we weren't in the playoffs, vis-a-vis 2016-17. And there have been various moves to basically prop the club up financially, which include the owners making an investment in shares in the club to some considerable degree, and this kind of lease back arrangement with the stadium, which is something that Derby County have also done with their stadium recently. And it is the big strategic issue for the club. You know, what can we and our competitors in this division invest? And we're a smaller club compared with the likes of Villa, Leeds, West Brom, Forest. We have to create revenue from our academy, ultimately, I think, to make up that difference. But it's a league that we say in the editorial, it's just got tougher and tougher over the last 20 years.
Yeah, it does seem to me on a, you know, my perspective, it seems that we're going to be in a two-tier championship at some point in the next, maybe not yet, but in the next 4 or 5 years of those that have been in the Premier League and have a bit of parachute money to fall back on, and those who haven't, and, you know, with FFP have to scrap every penny. And I mean, also, in a sense, also, I'm not too worried about Reading being in the latter, because that tends to be when we produce our best form as a club. In particular, with Jose Gomez in charge now, that seems to be something that he's very aware of and you know, in a sense, happy to deal with. Jose was also one of the people who's turned up for a fans forum this season, which staff have been running and continue to run, and that's been a great success. The Jose Gomez one was fantastic to be at. And also the Hall of Fame events, which, who knows, Jose Gomez might find himself inducted into the Hall of Fame. What are the, you know, looking back on the season with the Hall of Fame and the fans forums, what is the sort of feeling on how Star have done, and also looking ahead to next season?
Hall of Fame and fans forums are part of our regular repertoire of events. This year for Star, it's been difficult at the beginning of the season to get face time with Ron Gourlay and the people around him. And then when he went, then the manager changed, the CEO changed, there was the transfer window, some of the club marketing people we knew have gone. So it has been a case of re-establishing contact and trying to pick up where we left off a year or two ago. So the things we've done this year, we've got our new user-friendly Star website going. We've finished off the remembrance services 100 years after the end of World War One. We were quite involved, as the cover of Reading Matter shows, in the creation of the Academy Honours Board. And that's something that over the season we've engaged quite a lot more with the Academy. And that's been a success. We're doing a lot more social media content. And one thing which is a bit nerdy but important in the world of football fandom is trying to set up this structured dialogue with the club, which is something that we've been talking to them through about three sets of ownership now, so it has taken rather a long time to get to, and we're not there yet, but we are hopeful that will happen. The other thing that's happened in the world of football fans very briefly is that the Football Supporters Federation is now merging with Supporters Direct, which is the Supporters Trust umbrella organisation, into one unified fans organisation. And that's really distracted them and to some extent us during the course of the season.
I was going to ask what the what sort of people are Stars when they go to the club and they speak to, what sort of people are we talking about? Because we have owners who are quite, they were certainly quite removed from the process of running the club when Ron Gourlay was in charge. My understanding is that that's not the case anymore. They're a bit more hands-on. I don't think that the owners are going to be doing any media appearances, however, on that note. But are Star able to sort of get to the owners? Do they get to Nigel Howe, the CEO? Do they get, you know, what sort of level do we talk about when we're saying Star talking with the club?
Yeah, we get to the senior management level. We were actually attending a meeting today with Nigel Howe and the managers of all the different departments within the club. So that's the kind of level we're at. I have managed to shake Miss Julie's hand when we were doing the Academy Board opening. But other than that, I don't think we've had any real contact with the owners themselves yet.
No, that doesn't surprise me too much. In terms of what Star, we've sort of touched upon what Star has done this season. Looking ahead is obviously an important factor in sort of updating fans as to where Star is at. There is obviously, you know, AGMs and call for more people to join, and obviously this is a volunteer organisation at its heart, so it's fans who you know may perhaps listen to the Tarlest End or you know flick through the Star end of year magazine or use the coach service and all sorts of stuff like that. What is the sort of call to arms, as it were, at the moment? What sort of people are Star hoping to get involved?
Right. Well, any voluntary organisation is always recruiting. We have a board of 15. We also have team members who come along and sit in and participate at board meetings as well. There are 6 places open for board election this year. Some of the people necessarily retire and may well put themselves forward for re-election. But last year we had two new board members and a third co-opted during the year. So the deadlines for these things are the 31st of May to get your nomination papers in. And all you need to do is to be over 18, be a Star member and be seconded by 2 other Star members and write a short statement about yourself and what you want to do if you are elected, or often there isn't an election, you just get in onto the board of Star. And we're open to people putting themselves forward and using Star as a platform to engage fans in issues that they themselves are particularly concerned with. So during the course of the last season, we've had Sam Stevenson of the Club 1871 come on board, Johnny Hunt, who does a lot of social media and community issues, John Hall, who is very active with the women's team, Andrew Waring, who is an exile himself, he was a student in the north and he's working on exiles. So that's 4 men who've come on board lately. Just to make the point, a third of the board is female. And any kind of grouping of Reading fans should feel able to be represented within Star.
And what sort of things, as a board member, what sort of responsibilities are sort of doled out to people? What sort of, you know, commitment does it take to be on the board?
It would be great if people managed their sort of individual projects, which we can, you know, guide people on and fund to some extent. There's a general requirement to attend a monthly board meeting, but we are increasingly aware that not everybody lives in easy distance of Reading who is a Reading supporter. So we are making efforts now to Skype people in or conference people in to the board meetings, which are second Thursday of the month. Other than that, you kind of do what you want to do or what you feel you should be doing. But there's no sort of hard line, you must do this, you must do that. You know, you don't have to start at the bottom by, you know, standing in front of the turnstiles, giving out player of the season voting cards or anything like that. And I think that people who get involved and stick with it are amazed at the range of stuff we do and how involved we can get in all aspects of the football club life.
Yeah, well, as we were just saying, in terms of being able to do the honours board and get involved with the you know, people like Nigel Howe, and to have your opinion put across, it's a great thing for any Reading fan who is currently feeling that their opinion for whatever reason isn't heard, or if they're, you know, suddenly have a spare bit of time and want to dedicate it into Star, then that is the, you know, it is the place to go as a Reading fan who wants to be involved in the supporters' trust. So closing statements then.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's all very well doing things on social media and so on, but if you want to take a more kind of formal and active and concrete approach and find a channel for that, Star is the way to go.
Absolutely. And in terms of, as we sort of discussed, what's what's been going on past season, next season, and what's happening next season. Your sort of closing statement for I suppose for where we're at as a club at the moment and where Star is at the moment. Is there anything else to add, especially in terms of the summer ahead and what we can expect to see from in your opinion on the club and also in Star?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next season in a way that I haven't been over the last couple of years. I'm well aware that clubs can come from nowhere to get promoted out of the Championship. And you can look, you know, we nearly did it ourselves. Huddersfield did it rather than us a couple of years ago. Bournemouth did it a few years ago. We did it in 2012. So whilst there are a lot of big clubs in this division, it doesn't mean you don't have a chance of getting through there. And I think that for the first time in a while, I get the sense the club is coming back together and being the kind of thing it was before 2012. I think the sort of the apparatus is there. And if we get a few more academy stars coming through, we get Bearwood up and running, we get Jose Gomez sparking something in the team for next season. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's good to hear. And thank you very much for coming on, Roger, then, and updating us on all things Star. And we'll be back as the canon show, as it were, back next Monday, and also Ollie's weekend preview very soon. For anyone hoping to find out more about Star, the website is star-reading.org. That is star-reading.org. And, of course, we'll put all the details and everything on the tarlesden.com website as well. So thank you very much for joining us for this edition of the show.
Cheers, Mark.
And we'll see you soon.
The Tarlehurst End Podcast.
Read the blog
on thetarlehurstend.com.